I like the speech very much because the biggest constituency of the Congress of Democratic Change are young people. And the president placed a lot of stress on what she would be doing for young people. She said that she had heard their voice. They want attention. They want their issues addressed. And she had now heard what they were saying, and she promised that she would be addressing their concerns, you know, education, finding of jobs, and things like that. And this pleased me greatly because I said that if I were making that speech myself as the leader of CDC, I couldn't have improved on the focus that she placed on youth issues.
Does the CDC feel it takes credit for that, just the fact that the president mentioned a focus on the young people?
We think she's been listening to what we've been saying. She said in her speech that in her first term, she had focused on lifting Liberia. Now, in the second term, she would focus on lifting Liberians. And she stressed that the young people would be the people that she would focus on. We feel happy about that. Unemployment is high, but I think if we stabilize the country, if the fear that there could be new upheaval goes away permanently, then I think the economy will settle down, investors will come in, jobs will be provided.
The president mentioned that there have been talks going on between the opposition and the ruling Unity Party in terms of a government of inclusion. The president has named most of her cabinet. I have yet to hear an opposition person, at least from the CDC, in the government. Does that mean that the CDC has abandoned being in the government of inclusion?
No, I think we are partly to blame for that because the president needs to see who we are offering, you know, what kind of resumes we are sending forward. And we have had, being a very democratic party, we've been trying our best to make sure that everybody is considered and a fair procedure is established for sending in the resumes. And so when the resumes are in, then we expect the president will have a chance to fulfill a promise and name suggestions to her government. The president promised that, and in my talks with her, I feel confident that she will keep that promise.